Tens of thousands of people came to St. Peter's Square on Sunday to see and hear Pope Benedict, but also on a very special occasion to remember his predecessor, 25 years after one of the most significant events of his papacy.
It has been a great privilege to be here with a group of pilgrims from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Walsingham in England on the feast of Our Lady of Fatima, who without doubt performed the great miracle in saving the life of the Holy Father, Pope John Paul II.
A day after the feast of Our Lady of Fatima, the Holy Father recalled his predecessor's firm belief that it was the intercession of the Virgin Mary which saved him from being killed during an assassination attempt 25 years ago.
Se non sono mancate preoccupazioni e sofferenze,
speaking before the Regina Coeli, the Pope said there is no shortage of worries and sufferings, and there are still reasons for apprehension about the future of mankind. But the promise Mary made to the children of Fatima, that the Immaculate Conception will triumph, is one of comfort. The Pope then asked the Virgin Mary to look over the Church and humanity, especially families, mothers, and children. Father Michael Rear was visiting St. Peter's from England.
Mary is the mother of us all. At the cross of Jesus, she became the mother. Jesus gave her to be our mother. She looks over the whole family with a mother's love. With all families, she cares for like a mother. She wishes family life to be lovable, strong, good, holy, secure.
After reciting the Regina Coeli, Pope Benedict greeted pilgrims in English.
I pray that by the intercession of the Blessed Lady, you will grow ever closer to her Son, Jesus Christ, and share his good news with all those you encounter.
The Holy Father also sent special greetings to those children about to receive their first communion. He said he hoped they would become branches of the vine which is Jesus, that they may grow up to be his true disciples. I'm Charles Collins.